KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 44 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 84. News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Topping area news, a motorcycle accident last night in Montgomery County resulted in life-threatening injuries to the operator of the machine. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say 44-year-old Darren David Dykes of Red Oak was flown from the scene to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following the crash that happened around 10:22 p.m. west of Red Oak. Authorities say Dyke was traveling east on 200th Street near Box Elder Avenue when, for reasons unknown, the 2002 Harley-Davidson he was driving went out of control, ejecting Dykes, who was not wearing a helmet. Multiple charges are pending against Dykes, as alcohol was considered to be a factor in the crash. Damage from the crash amounted to $1,000. The Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Montgomery County EMA, the Emerson First Responders and Fire Department, and Mercy One Air Ambulance. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County responded to a report of an assault taking place at around 3:20 p.m. Thursday afternoon. Upon further investigation, deputies arrested John Pfister of Corning and charged him with assault causing bodily injury. Pfister was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County are investigating a reported incident of officer impersonation that took place Thursday. Authorities say a middle-aged man described as being about 5 feet 8 inches tall, heavy set, with short, dark brown hair and going bald, approached a group of juveniles between 4 and 4:15 p.m. near the high school in Corning. The man identified himself as a sheriff's deputy and informed the group he was looking for a fight in progress and he was taking them to jail. The individual is driving a late 90s or early 2000s model Chevrolet or Ford pickup truck, black and red with a silver stripe down both sides. He was wearing blue jeans, a red polo shirt with white stripes, and tan work boots. The group of individuals left the scene, and the man drove off in an unknown direction. If you see a vehicle matching that description or have further information about the incident, you're asked to contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 322-4444. An Adams County man was arrested Thursday on sex charges. At around 12:13 p.m., the Adams County Sheriff's deputies arrested Travis Burnett on an Adams County warrant for two counts of third-degree sexual abuse. Burnett was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $10,000 cash bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office is warning area citizens about a recent phone scam. A resident recently received a call from someone claiming to be with the Social Security Office and told the resident that they were going to receive an increase in their Social Security. They asked to confirm personal information, including the Social Security number and banking information. The Sheriff's Office wants to remind you that this is a scam, as the Social Security Administration will not make phone calls, nor would they ask for personal information over the phone. State officials are focusing attention on a handful of arson fires that have occurred in the past two decades, hoping that someone comes forward during this Arson Awareness Week with information that could lead to arrests. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
One fire happened in a Red Oak apartment building in September of 1997. An elderly woman died in the fire. Investigators determined the fire was set at two different places inside the building. While suspects were identified, there were no arrests. One case involves a string of arson fires last year in Sioux Center. There were two different house fires in Council Bluffs featured, as well as last year's torching of a bowling alley in Mount Vernon. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
You can see more details about those two Council Bluffs fires on this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. Red Oak Police assisted the U.S. Marshals Service with the arrest of a Red Oak woman on a Douglas County, Nebraska warrant for sex offender registry violation Thursday. At around 1 p.m., officers arrested 51-year-old Cynthia Wheeler of Red Oak and charged her with being a fugitive from justice in Iowa. Wheeler was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending extradition to Douglas County. Red Oak Police also arrested a man for driving while suspended Thursday. At around 4:47 p.m., officers took 52-year-old Robert Wade Abraham of Red Oak into custody at the intersection of 4th and Prospect Street in Red Oak. Abraham was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. In our funeral announcements, Sharon Linthicum, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Sharon Linthicum will be this morning at 11:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marge Porter, age 93, of Greenfield, died March 30th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Marge Porter will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Helen Butler, age 91, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Butler will be Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Estelle Blazik, age 81, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Estelle Blazik will be Monday at 2:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Marlon Mike Lilly, age 82, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice Home in Johnston. Funeral services for Mike Lilly will be Tuesday at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.